The other thing is to become truly Christ-like or truly virtuous. And St. Irenaeus of Lyon also said, show me thyself and I will show you my God. If we are able to show one another our true selves and who we are in our realness, in our true humanity, our true self, and I'm going to distinguish that shortly, in our true self, then God is revealed in and around us to one another, and we become true living icons in the world. We've heard Father Michael talk about that, to become living icons, to become saints in our modern world. And that's what we're all invited to become. Windows through which people can see God. Incarnate love in our world. The other thing we're to be is fully relational with ourselves, with God, with one another in creation. And to be authentically relational, without divide, in image of what it is to be created in the image and likeness of a Trinitarian God. Fully relational. I have the privilege of being an identical twin. I don't know if anyone knows that, but that's what I am. And I have reflected a lot on what that means and how that's colored my worldview, how that colors every lens that I look through in my life. Because for me, being is relational. There is no other way of being. I didn't know what it was to be a me until I was late in my teens. I was always a we. And the insight that that has given me as I've prayed on it over the years has given me a window, at least a tiny one, into what it is to be fully and uniquely me and fully and uniquely in relationship with another, in love and in heart and respecting the other unique identity of the other individual while being completely me. So I'll leave you that as a reflection on what twinliness and what multiple births can give us in terms of a window into Trinitarian life and what it is to be relational fully. We're also invited to be fully free, and we'll talk more about that.